Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani stepping down as president of the self-rule Northern Kurdish region. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and currently a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He tells VOA Barzani had no other choice but to resign.
Because if he steps down, then that will open the door to the step of annulling the referendum vote, because that is the demand of both the Abadi government in Baghdad and all of the neighbors.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has called the Kurdish independence referendum very illegal. And then he went on to respond by sending forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans took to the streets of Barcelona to voice their opposition to the region's declaration of independence amid vast political uncertainty over the region in northeastern Spain. Catalonia's political leadership was fired over the weekend by central authorities in Madrid, who are trying to tame the worst political crisis Spain has seen in decades. 3 days after opposition boycotted presidential election rerun, Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga demanded a new election within 90 days. Odinga accused the U.S. and other Western governments of being very responsible for urging Thursday's repeat vote. The vote counting is nearly complete, but election officials are unsure how to handle some 25 constituencies where voting was blocked. President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner of the first election, but it was made null by the Supreme Court. This is VOA News. Iceland's ruling Independence Party took the largest share of votes in the parliamentary election, but faces difficult negotiations ahead for a new government after populist candidates showed unexpected strength. The upstart Centre Party and People's Party both exceeded expectations with promises to work for the average citizen in Iceland. That proved that appealing to a time when working-class people there have been left behind, they believe, by Iceland's tourism boon. Nation's economy in recent years has taken a hit, dating back to 2008. The economic meltdown, tourism, though, has led Iceland's economic recovery. President Trump has denounced as a witch hunt an investigation into alleged links between the campaign and Russia to tilt the outcome of last year's election. He accused Democrats of engaging in what he called evil politics. But Mr. Trump said all of this in a tweet, and he also went on to say that it followed the federal grand jury approving indictments. That was the news that was out over the weekend. Meantime, Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, a member of the Intelligence Committee, told CBS Democrats should be questioned about a dossier compiled over Mr. Trump's alleged ties to Russia.
It's difficult to imagine that a campaign chairman, that the head of the DNC would not know of an expenditure of this magnitude and significance, but perhaps there's something more going on here. But certainly it's worth additional questioning of those two witnesses.
It was reported last week the Democratic Party hired the firm behind the dossier. The relics and ashes of the late Thai king Bhumibol Adulyadej have been enshrined in the royal palace in two temples, bringing a year-long mourning period and elaborate five-day funeral to an end. Buddhist prayers at the ceremony at Bangkok's Grand Palace, where the king's ashes were transferred into an urn made of golden teak, from the Temple of the Emerald Buddha to two royal temples. Starting today, the black and white cloth that has adorned buildings for a year must be taken down as the mourning period ends. The public is being encouraged, to dress in subdued colors. Well, Game 5 of the 2017 World Series of Baseball was played late Sunday in Houston, Texas, where the host team, the Astros, beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 13-12, went extra innings to move ahead 3-1 in the best-of-seven series.
That's the latest world news from VOA.